Ladies and gentlemen, I will speak to you for just 4.5 minutes on my campaign for the United States Senate. The decision to run for the Senate to seek to represent the people of a great and large state like Minnesota is a most serious one. And the decision which I am asking you to make in seeking your support and asking you to decide between me and my Republican opponent is also a most important one. I think that in the role of a citizen, that there are two important areas of knowledge which you must want to have. One, a knowledge of my experience and of my background, and secondly, a knowledge of my general political position and my political record. Some rather, I think, unsound arguments have been raised in the campaign, at least in this very early part of the campaign. The issue, for example, that the state of Minnesota should have one senator who comes from the city and another who comes from the country. Well, this, I think, is unsound for a number of reasons, but primarily because the question of where a man comes from, whether from the city or from the country, from the rural sections of Minnesota, is not particularly pertinent, since we in Minnesota, whether we're from the country or from the city, understand our common problems. We know what the problems of the city are if we're from the country, and we know what the problems of the country are if we're from the city. In any case, in almost every campaign that I have conducted in my own district in St. Paul, the opposition has said that I couldn't really represent that city district because I was from out in the country. And now when I am running statewide, some of the opposition is saying that, well, he can't represent the country because he's from the city. They can't have it right both times. As a matter of fact, my background is this. I was born and raised out at Watkins, Minnesota, which is in Meeker County, almost in the center of the state of Minnesota. And that was my residence for the first 30 years of my life. During that time, of course, I taught in public schools throughout our state, in the western part of the state, in central Minnesota, and also in northern Minnesota, and then moved on to teach in two of the private colleges of our state. And it was while teaching at St. Thomas College in St. Paul that I ran for election to the Congress of the United States. And for 10 years, I have represented the city district of Ramsey County and St. Paul in the House of Representatives of the United States Congress. I would like to submit to you that this background, a knowledge from experience, having lived in a small town close to the agricultural problems of this state. My father, for his entire lifetime, was in the livestock business and always owned and operated his own farm on the edge of town. Then I have represented in the Congress of the United States what is known as an urban district, an urban area, for 10 years. I do think that my record in the Congress will show this, that I have never proceeded as though the problems of agriculture were something which could be solved only if someone in the city took advantage of the farmer. Nor have I thought that the problems of labor and of the people who live in the cities or who live in the small towns, the smaller cities of our state, that these were problems which could be solved only if someone else was exploited. But rather, I have tried in all cases to be positive, to consider the just demands of each one of these groups, and of course, sometimes a group does have a special problem and does deserve a very special attention. But always keeping in mind what I considered to be the demands of justice, and keeping in mind also the interdependence, not only of the economy of our city and of our farms and of our small towns, but considering also the social and the cultural unity which makes up the great state of Minnesota. And this, it seems to me, has been our strength in Minnesota, that we could move ahead positively, move ahead affirmatively, and not have to watch each other and exploit in order that one group might advance. And this, I assure you, will be my approach to the problems of our state and to the representation of our state in the nation's capital if I am elected to the United States Senate.